choice is up to you, my friend. Not so long, but you might awake to a brand new life.
You know, he's probably still talking.
Yes. Oh, Mother, you're here.
Yes, dear, I'm here quite a lot. It's kind of like home to me. So, how were the ad awards? Win anything?
I was a runner-up in one category.
Oh, what did the winner get? Twins?
Mother, this is my date.
Bart, nice to meet you.
Mona.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the special evening.
It was special, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, and Angela.
Yeah.
There's just one thing I'd like to ask you.
Yeah.
How would you like to pay for this? Visa or MasterCard?
Just send me the bill. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks so much. That was just fabulous.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
I am shocked.
Oh, Mother, single women executives hire escorts all the time.
No, I'm saying you got gypped. I mean, you pay for a car wash, you don't leave before the buff and polish.
Mother, I didn't do this for a buff and polish. I was not going to go to those ad awards all alone. And everybody, including Tony, was busy. It's no big deal.
I know. But I would just like to see my daughter go out on a real date. What? Where the guy pays.
Well, so would I. But you know my schedule's been so crazy, I don't have time to meet men.
Tell me about it. You could convert your bedroom into a sensory deprivation tank.
I'm perfectly comfortable with my life exactly as it is right now. And if you tell anyone about tonight, I will make an orphan out of me.
Oh, hi. Oh, Angela, you look very nice. Oh, so, how was the affair?
Costly.
Super, just super.
Well, I'm sorry I was busy.
Oh, that's all right. I took an old business associate of mine, a terrific guy, Brad.
Bart.
Bart. He likes me to call him Brad. I'm beat. Well, good night.
What's with her?
Oh, I can't tell you. But I'll answer questions if they're specific. And you ask exactly the right thing.
Okay, let's see. Where did...
Angela paid a man to take her out tonight.
Gee, I worded that perfectly, huh?
I mean, my own daughter hiring an escort.
An escort? You're kidding me. I mean, Angela's funny and she's beautiful and she's smart and beautiful.
You said beautiful twice.
Well, she's two times beautiful. But what I mean is, I mean, any man would be proud to take her out.
If she could find a man. Poor thing.
Well, Mona, the poor thing. I mean, isn't that a little strong?
Tony, you know, when the escort left tonight, Angela tried to be very cavalier. But I could see through her facade. You know Angela. Laugh, clown, laugh.
Oh, poor thing. Oh, what can we do?
Well, we could get her a date with a strong, comforting man who could restore her self-esteem. She needs to feel like the attractive woman that you seem to think she is.
Mona, I see where you're going here, and I don't think I like it.
Why not? It's perfect. You're strong, you're comforting, you're hallway close.
Well, I don't know. You know, me and Angela are on a date, you know. We're friends, you know? But then again, friends do date. But if we dated, would we still be friends? But am I really being a friend if I date, if we don't date, if we...
Would you like me to leave while you discuss this?
No, we're through. So you really think that this would help, huh?
Oh, trust me.
All right, well, hey, I'll give her a night to remember, huh?
Well, at least take her out to dinner first.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hi. Angela's not down yet?
No, why? What's up?
Oh, nothing. I'll tell you later.
Okay, catch me after you ask Angela out.
How did you...
Oh, Grandma woke us up last night to tell us.
Tell you what?
Do it, Tony. I dare you.
Jonathan, grow up. Come on, get out. Oh, can't you be a little mature about this, please? Ooh.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. You know those kids.
Yeah, really.
Gee, Angela, you look especially pretty this morning. What'd you do to your hair?
I sweated on it.
Well, it works. Hey, Angela, you want to go out tonight?
You mean a date?
Yeah, a date.
Why?
Why? Well, because we've never done anything like that before.
Oh, yes, we have. Don't you remember? Jonathan fixed us up at that restaurant, Chez Rene.
Yeah, well, that was a misunderstanding.
Well, what about last year's ad awards?
Well, that was business.
What about the time we went to see 101 Dalmatians?
That was a cartoon.
What about the time...
All right, fine. Let's not go out on a date. We've been out on millions of dates.
Well, we... never have been out on a date.
So do you want to go or what?
Yes.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I thought this was going to be rough.
Hey, Tony, it's me, Angela. No big deal.
Yeah, no big deal. He sure is taking a sweet time.
Well, you know women.
Hey, Jonathan, how do I look? Does this tie work?
Hey, it works great.
How about the jacket?
Tony, you're too nervous. Come here, pal.
Yeah, pal.
You know, you haven't dated in a while, so let me give you a little advice.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, Jonathan.
I have this great move for putting your arm around a girl. Uh-huh. It's yawn, stretch, and reach. Then you land it on her shoulder. It's really romantic. I use it on Wendy Fisher in science class.
Well, did it work?
Oh, sure. Of course, she was still under the effects of the ether.
This isn't right.
Oh, Angela, come on. Angela, Tony is waiting.
Oh, yeah, would you go downstairs and tell your father I'll be right down?
Nope, can't lie to him. Try.
Okay.
So where is Tony taking you?
Well, he's being very mysterious. All he said was that it's nice. Probably some little romantic place.
Does this say romance?
Undo a button.
You know, Mother, I just can't help wondering what this could be leading to.
Oh, Angela, don't wonder. Just let it happen.
And then again, maybe it's leading to nothing.
Angela, look, just have fun. Stop analyzing this to death.
Thank you, Mother. You are a comfort.
Oh, thanks. Well, I'm off. Oops, I almost forgot. Don't walk out the door without one of these, because you can't be too safe.
Wash and dry?
What did you think it was?
Let's not analyze this to death.
Well, Sam, I thought you said she was going to be right down.
I lied.
Attenzione. I give you Ms. Angela Bauer. Ta-da! Don't milk it, dear.
Oh, wow, you look beautiful.
Thank you. Oh. Shall we go?
Oh, not yet. One minute.
Who is it?
Tony Maselli.
Oh. Well, hello, so now... Oh.
For you?
Thank you.
Oh, you have such a lovely home. And so clean.
Thank you. Shall we?
Sure. Oh, wait a minute. You didn't tell me you had children.
Does it make a difference?
Well, I guess I could learn to love them.
Angela, check out this place, eh? I hear it's great. I hear even the waiters are funny. Ooh. Is something wrong?
Oh, no, I just wasn't expecting a comedy club.
Oh, so you're disappointed?
No. It looks like it'll be fun.
Okay.
This way.
Oh, miss, maybe you could give us a table up front. It's sort of a special night for us.
Then what are you doing here?
Did you hear that? What are you doing here? She's a crazy woman. Sure, come on.
Tony, right in front of the stage?
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, nothing's too good for our first date.
Yeah, okay,
sit down. I'll get to you when I can. I got twice the load tonight. Our other waitress got mono.
Mono? She's killing me.
So far, so good?
Oh, I could stay like this all night.
I knew you'd like it.
Not that. My arm is stuffed to the table.
Well, we could leave.
Oh, that's all right. I came prepared.
Well, anyway... How are things at the office?
Tony, since this is a date, could we just not talk about the usual stuff? You know, the school and work and the kids.
Okay. No school, no work, no kids. We'll talk about everything else.
I bet you there's lots of little things we don't even know about each other. Let's discover them.
Sure. Like, I never told you that funny story about me and Joe Garagiola.
No, you didn't. Now, you told me the one about stepping on his foot, but what's the funny one?
That is the funny one.
Forget stories. There are a lot of little things. Now, for instance, I bet you don't even know what my middle name is.
Catherine.
But I bet you don't know why it's Catherine.
It was your maternal grandmother's middle name.
All right. I bet you don't know my favorite author, Beatles song color.
Jane Austen, Hey Jude, and Green.
What shade?
Emerald.
When I was 7 years old, our gardener...
Ben...
gave me a little kitten.
Black Persian, one eye crossed.
What was the name?
Little Whiskers.
Of the gardener's wife.
Ben never married.
Hello, everybody. I'm Andy Drake. Welcome to Gutfuck. Ladies and gentlemen, before I begin, I just want to say this is a very exciting night for me. Just a few minutes ago, I signed a deal with Columbia Records. Thank you. They mailed me the first album in 6 to 8 weeks.
I love this guy. Sir, tell me, what's your name, sir?
Tony.
Oh, so, Tony, who's the lady?
Oh, this is Angela.
Hey, I work alone.
Oh, sorry. Good. You see, Angela, if we didn't sit here, he would have never called on us.
So what are you doing with this guy?
We're on a date.
Ooh, yeah, I had a date last week. The girl said, no petting. So I left my dog at home. So, how long have you guys been dating?
This is our first date.
Ah, and how long have you known each other?
Well, 5 years.
Ooh, fast mover, Tony. When's your second date? 1994? So tell me, how did you two meet?
I work for her.
Oh, well, what do you do?
I'm her housekeeper.
You're dating your housekeeper? Let me guess, you're on the rebound from the pool man. So tell me, how often does Tony come to your house? Once a week, twice a week?
He lives with us.
He lives with us. Very convenient. Well, wait a minute. Who's us?
My mother, my son, and his daughter.
My daughter.
What is this, a commune? Where does the goat sleep?
Tony, don't make this any worse.
Look, guys, I don't want to say anything, but you guys have a mighty weird relationship.
Hey, Andy, there is nothing weird about our relationship.
5 years and you finally ask her out? What's the occasion? Celebrating a new vacuum?
Hey, there happens to be no occasion. Angela just happens to be working very hard lately, and she hasn't had any time for a real date.
What do you mean, a real date?
Oh, no, nothing. You've had a couple of real dates.
Did Mother tell you about last night?
Angela, there is no shame in hiring an escort.
Yeah, not if you're desperate.
So that's what this is all about.
No, Angela, it's not what this is all about.
This isn't a real date. This is a pity date.
It's moments like this that make being a comedian all worthwhile. Hey, folks, I gotta thank you. Thank you so
much. Thank you. Thank you.
Ooh, let's see if they kiss goodnight.
No. We can't do that. We have to turn the light out first.
Well, we're home.
Go to hell.
Lead the way.
What a waste of a wash and dry.
Hi, you okay?
I'm fine. I just came down here to get a drink.
Is your hand okay?
I said it was fine. See?
Yeah, well, can you do this?
Of course.
Not bad. Better get some ice on that.
I told you I'm fine. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, let me help.
I don't want your help and I don't want your pity.
Hey, let's get something straight right now, Angel. I did not take you out because of pity. I took you out because you're beautiful, you're smart, you're funny, and you're beautiful.
You already said beautiful.
I know. I said it twice. I always say it twice. So if that makes me such a terrible person, then shoot me.
Tony?
What?
Would you help me wrap up my hand? Please?
You know, Angela. Yeah, put this on your face.
Thanks.
There's only one thing I gotta say to you. You know, when you lead with your right hand, you keep your elbow in, then you drop it on the guy.
Gotcha. Tony?
Yes?
Do you think you'll ever ask me out again?
Well?
I'm thinking. Oh! Now, you see, that was better. You kept your elbow in that time. All right. Yes. I'll ask you out again. But please, next time, let's not call it a date.
What idea?
Oh, hey, look. The Marx Brothers, my favorite.
I knew that.
Lydia the tattoo lady. She has eyes that folks adore so. And a
Tony? Mm-hmm. You think that comedian was right? You think we have a weird relationship?
No.
Come on, gang, let's hit it, let's move it, let's do it. Casa Adobe awaits.
Sorry, Dad, can't. I'm going to Bonnie's to study.
And I'm going to Stevens.
Oh. Sorry, I just ate.
Well, I guess it's us. Guess it's a date. Oh, sorry, it's not a date.
Yeah, it's a meeting.
It's an excursion.
It's like an outing.
It's two people sitting at the same booth eating tacos.
Okay. Let's order in.